It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shidell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you and all of your beautiful children.
I have so many children, and they all have a mom, and it's me. I'm mom now.
Jake reproduces asexually.
Yep. I'm mom and dad. You can call me Mom Pop Shop. That's my new name.
It's legally changed, too.
It's official. You got any big plans for the Mother's Day?
You know, just dinner with the fam.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sounds good. You know what I like to call Mother's Day? I like to call it Mothra's Day. You know, from Godzilla.
It's just a fun thing that you like to do.
It's just like a fun little joke for me, and I really like that.
Yeah, it was
it's funny because
it was a good one.
They sound similar, so it's fun. Mothra is the big moth monster.
Oh, I'm aware.
And then Godzilla fights him. It's a pretty fun thing. It's like how people watch Groundhog's Day every Groundhog Day. Same thing. I watch Godzilla vs. Mothra every Mother's Day. It's a tradition that only I celebrate. Okay, Thomas.
It's like I call Father's Day, Father's Ghidorah.
Yeah. What do you do on that day?
My dad and I watched Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah.
It's a great tradition. Be friends with your parents. It's a good idea. Hey, Thomas, I've got a question for you. Did you watch Survivor Ghost Island last night?
I may have watched it a little bit more last minute than yesterday, but I did watch it.
Oh, when I called you to start recording, were you still watching it?
Yeah.
And you were like, give me 15 minutes. And I was like, can do.
15 minutes? I don't have 15 fucking minutes.
Where's my money?
It's coming. I just need a minute.
What kind of drugs?
I just needed some money to pay off some stuff.
Great movie. It's called The Room. Watch it with your friends. Okay. This week's episode of Survivor Ghost Island was called A Giant Game of Bumper Cars. I'd say pretty good title, pretty good metaphor.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked that one a lot. We start off at camp. Everybody is curious about the extra vote at the last tribal council, and Kellen explains that she was worried that she was being targeted, so she voted for Laurel. You know, not a bad plan. I think Kellen is playing a great game, and I'll tell you why. She's always got a back... excuse me. She's always got a plan B. Plan A seems to be working out, but just in case, here's her plan B, and she hasn't had to use it. I think that's a trait of a good player. Much better than, what's his name? Wendell. What's he ever done? Oh, you hit a really big necklace. Cool. Good job. He's great.
Uh-huh.
He's so good at this game. Ugh, hiding a big necklace. Great job, Wendell.
Is that a big necklace in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
It's a big necklace, Jeff. I'm never happy to see you.
Imagine someone, like, hating Jeff on this show.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who do. Yeah. Okay. So we start off on the reward challenge. Well, we don't start off. It's just the next segment. They have to pick up a sandbag and then go through some obstacles and then land the sandbag on a table. The reward is you get to hang out with your loved ones. And
folks, we got loved ones.
The loved ones' authority is in charge.
A lot of... blood relatives, like, more than usual. Usually you get some significant others. There was like one Nessa.
Just one. And they were married, which means they slit their palms open and shook hands, and then they became blood brothers.
Yep.
So they're even blood related. What if that is actually how it works?
And then you get arrested for incest.
You still have the wedding and everything, and then as soon as you leave the church, the cops are right there.
Sorry, we saw you do the handshake. You're not
have
allowed to
be married.
You
guys consummated the relationship? You can't be doing that. It's illegal. It's incest. So that's fun. Wendell's dad comes out. His name
Wendell
is
Senior.
Also Wendell. I didn't know that, and I like that a lot. That's fun.
His dad seems cool.
Yeah. Kellen's brother, Donathan's aunt, and Angela's daughter come out. While talking to Angela and her daughter, Jeff says, "You served your country, but sacrificed your family." Sounds like a fucking winner to Zedit if you've ever seen one.
Yeah, it does a little bit. Also, the idea of her just like... like Jack Bauer style, just being like, "I have to do this."
It's for my country.
Like shooting her daughter in the head. Like I have to sacrifice my family.
The government is like, you can either live your life at home with your family, or you can serve your country. But if you serve your country,
there's
we have to kill your family.
There's a terrorist that's gonna shoot the president unless she shoots her daughter.
Yeah, it's a fiasco. Laurel's brother comes out, and Laurel is excited to have somebody she can trust because, as she says, there's no one out here you can trust 100%. Laurel! Playing a good game, too.
Laurel, you're forgetting somebody. Laurel can trust Laurel 100%.
Maybe that's what she was saying. Maybe she's like, I'm going crazy out here. I can't even trust myself. You know?
I guess maybe if you trust yourself 100%, you're a little too confident, and that would be bad for this game.
You can't be too confident. And what did Jim Cotta teach us, Thomas?
Don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anybody.
Or that meme, not to trust anybody, not even yourself.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite meme at the moment?
I'm kind of over... I was never super into it to begin with, the butterfly thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this a meme?
Yeah, that's
It's fine, yeah, it's just, yeah. I feel like it's kind of run its course at this point.
Well, it is 3 days old, so...
Yeah.
Time to retire.
What memes are going around other than that?
I feel like that one's the biggest one. There's another one, but I can't think of what it is right now. I don't know. I'm always going with the brain meme. Brain meme is the best meme that's ever
brain
existed.
Brain meme is still good. Like, yeah. I think that's one that, like... There's no question of, like, I don't think anyone's considered getting burnt out on it. Like, it's not being used as much, but it still is definitely getting used.
I think brain meme is good because there are so many branches of where to take the joke. Like, you can start off with, like, a base thing and then become more niche, and then, like, it comes back around. Or you could just, like, build on it throughout, or... It's just, there's a lot of options with the brain meme, and you don't get that as much with, you know, fucking two Spider-Men pointing at each other. Which is also very good.
That no, that, me- that meme also rules.
That's more of, a reaction than a meme, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Same difference, whatever. The internet's stupid. Okay, did we say Seabass's sister comes out, and then Dominic's wife comes out? And Jeff Probst points out, well, you pointed out, only one who's not a blood relative. And then he pulled a knife out and was like, open your palm. I thought that was kind of weird and dark for this show, but, I mean, Jeff's the king, so...
And we're gonna fix that right now!
Everybody, drop your buffs.
Hold open his your hand!
Jeff slices his own hand open, and it's like, hello, we are brothers now.
Don't let them get away!
Okay, so they do the challenge. Seabass wins. He chooses Dominic, Wendell, and Donathan to join him on the reward. And then Jeff turns to the four women that Seabass left behind and says, "That's the end of love for you guys.
We're going to kill. We're going to kill your loved ones."
There's a reason it's called Survivor. That was mean, Jeff. Don't kill people. Seabass then gets to decide who to send to Ghost Island, but if he picks somebody from the people he's already taken on the reward, they have to give up the reward. This is what they should have been doing the whole time.
Yeah, this is good. I don't know why they didn't do it before this.
Yeah, agreed. Wendell volunteers and then says goodbye to his dad, Wendell. And then Kellen says in a talking head, "We've got work to do, girls." Like that Celine Dion song? Who am I thinking of?
What?
What's that song that's like, "Let's do it, girls," or whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about "Damn, I Feel Like a Woman"?
Maybe. Who did that song?
That would be Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. That is who I'm thinking of. Yeah. Trump supporter, right?
I mean, she's... I think she just said she would have voted for him because she's Canadian, but, like... I mean, I guess. I forgot about that.
Can't forget about anything.
I prefer to think of Shania Twain as, star of I Heart Huckabees.
Oh, yeah. That movie is... It's David O. Russell, right?
Correct.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he seems like a real dick.
Like, even if there wasn't that footage of him, like, chewing, what's her name out?
Yeah, yelling at Lily Tomlin.
Yeah. I still wouldn't like him.
No, he seems like a real asshole.
He seems super pretentious and makes mediocre movies that occasionally are a little better than mediocre.
Yeah, I think Three Kings is pretty good.
I still have never seen Three Kings, but I Heart Huckabees was bad. It was okay.
No, I think I Heart Huckabees is, maybe a little overambitious, but I think it is mostly enjoyable.
I think it would have been more fun if Shania Twain hadn't shown up, you know?
Yeah, so the joke was just Jude Law telling the Shania story.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh, she is there, so I guess this movie had a decent budget. Okay. Like, that's what I got from the one time I watched it, like, 10 years ago.
I like that that's the idea, like, that is what cemented that the movie had a good budget and not that they had gotten, like, Dustin Hoffman to be a supporting role in it. And, like,
maybe work for scale, I don't know. I can't imagine Shania Twain coming in and being like, yeah, I'll do it for, like, $20.
I mean, it was literally a cameo.
Yeah, and your point? Like, you get paid for cameos.
I don't think anybody ever blows most of their budget on a cameo.
I don't know, Shania Twain's a big name.
Not in, like, 2004. Like, she's in her, like, niche, in, like, her, you know, genre she is, but not in terms of, like, too big to be in a movie.
But see, that's why the joke would have been better if she hadn't shown up. You know?
I don't know, man. I thought it was fine.
Okay. I don't know why we're talking about this.
We both have very strong opinions on, like, 2003 movie I Heart Huckabees.
Okay, so at Ghost Island, Friendel of the Pod, Wendell, receives Malcolm's Advantage from the Philippines, where he gets a second chance at the next immunity challenge, and he says, "I've got to sit at the final three, and this puts me one step closer."
It's both an interesting reward and a bit of a disappointing one, because if you...
You mean Advantage?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you drop... I mean, if you drop in one of these challenges, it means you're probably not going to succeed your second time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's, the idea... I understand the idea behind it, but... Yeah, you're right. If you're not getting it, then... Yeah, you're not going to get it. Agreed. Agreed. But, hey...
It could be really useful if you were the last... In, like, the last two or three people.
Yeah.
Because then you might be able to rebalance it and be fine, but...
But at that point, you could still probably win, even without the advantage. You know?
Well, I mean, if you dropped.
Yeah. I'd say fine advantage, you know? Oh, he also got to practice.
It's at least interesting. Oh, well, man. But, you know, at least it's something different.
Yeah. At the reward, Dominic vows to Aunt Patty that he will stick by Donathan's side. And then Donathan says in a, I think in a talking head, he says, I gotta take out one of these targets. Did you know that this was only the fourth time that Donathan had ever met Aunt Patty?
What? Really?
Yeah. Apparently she was, like, not part of his life growing up, and they met up, she, like, messaged him on Facebook in, like, 2009, I think he said, and they've corresponded ever since then. Thought that was interesting.
That's nice.
Back at camp, Kellen realizes that everyone is upset that they aren't going on the reward, and she says, we can't be upset, or, oh no, she says, we can be upset, or we can work, like Shania Twain. Angela suggests that they break up Dominic and our friendle, Wendell. Laurel says, Kellen's asking me to trust her after she burned me at the last tribal council. I mean, sort of. Like, I wouldn't say she burned her.
I mean, she voted, she's two votes on her.
Yeah, but, like, she's not out of the game, you know? It's just...
I don't think there's any reason to try, like, it's not unreasonable for someone to not trust somebody that voted for them twice in a single tribal council. The most recent tribal council.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but also, like, was it really? That's my question. She's also worried that this plan will backfire on her. Laurel, love ya, but you're gonna have to take a risk at some point in this game. At the immunity challenge, they have to balance a ball on a bar that is in several pieces. This is the challenge that resulted in Malcolm taking fourth place in his first season when it was looking like he was going to win the whole season. And then he took fourth place instead. Kellen takes last place. Wendell takes third to last place, even though he has an advantage. Great job, Wendell. Dominic and Donathan are the last two, and Dominic wins. Good for him. Kellen says it's game on, and Laurel and Donathan are up to bat. What'd you think of that quote there, Thomas?
Yeah, I think it was fine.
Cool. You've disappeared from your camera, so I have no idea what's going on.
No, I'm still right here. Okay. But she should have said play ball. It's time to play ball.
Yeah.
Because that would be more consistent with the baseball metaphor.
Yeah, and also, yeah, because two people don't go up to bat at the same time, Laurel.
Yeah, so, it would be like Laurel's up to bat and Donathan's on deck.
Mm-hmm. And another person is in the hole. It's another baseball term. Not a big deal, but I have played baseball in my life. So, you know, I don't know. Kellen doesn't seem like a sporty type. She's not a sporty Spice.
Which Spice Girl do you think she would be?
Well, you're asking me to remember all the Spice Girls' names. There was Sporty Spice. Scary Spice.
Good.
Ginger Spice.
Okay, we got three of them.
Posh Spice.
Yep.
That's Victoria Beckham.
One left.
Ooh. And Zane.
I'm sorry, the answer was Harry Styles.
Ah, so close.
It was Baby Spice.
Baby Spice. Because when they were getting started, it was a four-piece, but one of them was pregnant. And then they were like, you know what, let's make this a five-piece. And then...
make this thing a family affair.
Yeah. Back at camp, Laurel feels very secure in her alliance. Dominic and our friend Wendell agree to vote for Chelsea. The girls agree to vote for Wendell and figure they can bring Donathan onto their side. Angela says, it's going to be fucking epic. I was surprised to hear a cuss word coming out of Angela's mouth.
You get court-martialed for that if you cuss.
Cussing's illegal. I don't know if anybody told you, Angela, but cussing is illegal. So please don't do it in the future.
Yeah, if you cuss on Fiji, they will arrest you.
Yeah, that's a fact. Wendell and Dominic tell Laurel that they are voting for Chelsea. Wendell says that he isn't getting the good vibes from Laurel that he usually does. Laurel and Donathan discuss how the two of them should vote. Laurel believes that she can trust the boys but won't be able to beat them, whereas she can beat the girls but isn't sure she can trust them. It's a real Sophie's Choice over here, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
But at this point, you should go with the people you think you're going to beat, right?
Yeah, at the same time, I can see that's... At this point, if you go there, I could see, you know, getting voted out as opposed to sticking with your alliance and then hopefully being able to blindside them a little bit later.
I mean, we're coming down to the wire. Like, she's got to make a move to get at least one of them out, if not this episode that we're talking about right now, then definitely the next one.
To me, it seemed like, especially with the way that they were talking at Tribal, that they were hoping Wendell would play as idol.
Yeah, clearly, yeah.
Because then it would soften him up for the next one.
Right. Huh. Yeah. I'm hoping that Laurel is very good at talking and can convince the jury that she should win this game if she's in there with any of the two people left in the game. Because she has been playing a really good game.
She has. I think that there's definitely an argument she could make for herself.
She just hasn't made any big moves, you know?
No, but she's done a really good job of balancing relationships and voting, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of voting, Tribal Council is coming up, but first we've got to talk about the wildlife shots. Everybody's favorite segment. There were two this week. I only wrote down one of them. I forgot what the other one was. Maybe a snake or something. But there's a spider that was very gross. I believe it is a white-tailed spider. They're considered vagrant hunters. They hunt their prey rather than capturing them in a web. Their preferred prey is other spiders.
Damn!
Yeah. They live in houses or gardens or underneath bark and rocks. They are active at night. It is thought to cause infections to human that may lead to necrosis, but there is some debate about that. Professionals believe that the symptoms are minor and disappear after some time. So anyway, spiders are gross, and I don't like talking about them, or looking them up, or doing any research about spiders, because then I have to look at a lot of spider pictures, and I don't like to do that.
You know, I salute you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I'm serving this podcast. I had to sacrifice my family to look up these spiders.
You're going to fight the spiders over there so I don't have to fight them over here.
Exactly. Okay, at Tribal Council, Kellen announces that she is the one who put two votes on Laurel. Donathan says there are openings in the old Navidi, which shocks everyone. Hey, who's the old Navidi? I feel like the only people who know are the people on the show. I don't think Jeff even remembers who's on the old Navidi. I know Donathan and Laurel were on Malolo. And Dominic was on Navidi.
Dominic and Wendell were both on Navidi.
And then who else is on the show? Angela. Oh, Angela was on one of the tribes. Seabass, also on one of the trips. Also, can you believe Seabass, the worst Seabass can do in this game now is 7th place?
I kept seeing him and being like, damn, he's still here, huh? Like, him and yeah. Angela, I'm like, man, still chugging.
Yeah. Chelsea has gotten the most... what am I trying to say? She's been talked about the most as in, like, having no edit. So I think people have forgotten about Seabass and Angela also having no edit at all.
No, Angela does a little bit. Seabass has no edit at all.
He's like, I'm also here. Which is fine. When he is there, he's fun. Okay, so Donathan exposes both alliances. Dominic says it's a convoluted mess. Kellen says everyone's brain has to be on high alert. Kellen, pretty smart. Good gameplay. Probably the best player who's ever played this game, I think, right?
If you say so.
She's just very good. Much better than, like, everybody else on the show, especially Wendell. What is he doing, you know?
I don't know, man. I think Wendell's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, what's up for debate?
Just in my personal opinion.
Okay. Donathan says there could be a blind side. And then they all vote. And Wendell does not play his idol. Did this make you nervous?
I was sweating bullets.
I was as well. I didn't want to see either of these people go, but one of them did. Okay, so first vote to Wendell, Chelsea, Wendell, Chelsea, Wendell, Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea. So Chelsea is gone. So we're down to 7. Do you want to hear how everybody's voted so far?
Sure.
Okay. Angela has dropped 4 percentage points. She is voted correctly at 2 of the 7 tribal councils she has been
at. Good God. Can someone just vote her out already?
Like, how can you continue to be this bad? She's the only person with less than 50%.
People keep forgetting to vote her out, it seems like.
Wendell is the next worst at voting, and he's got 66% correct votes.
That's a big old difference.
Yeah. Dominic's at 71%. Donathan is at 75%. Seabass is at 86%. Laurel is at 88%. And Kellen has the furthest drop of anyone. She's down 12 percentage points. So she is also at 88% now.
Yeah, that's 2 straight weeks that Kellen has had incorrect votes.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but also, like, she did end up voting for the person who got voted out, so I think that's considered a correct vote.
Yeah, but you should also consider the 2 incorrect votes that she cast for the person that didn't get voted out.
Yeah, but it's like, that's not how it works, actually. It's who got voted out. Did the person vote for that person? And she did. She put a vote on that person, and they got voted out. So, still considered a correct vote. And if you...
Do you count it as 2 correct votes for everyone that voted for... fuck, who got voted out last week?
Michael?
Yeah, for everyone that voted for Michael twice.
No.
But that would be 2 correct votes.
But I'm not counting votes, I'm counting tribal councils.
You have deliberately skewed this criteria to make Kellen look better.
I mean, she does look good, because she's got the highest percentage of all the votes. Much better than Wendell, who's got a C or a D?
It'd be a D.
Good job.
Not the only person. Jake would know a thing or two about getting D's.
Hell yeah, fucking high school, right? Hey, D's nuts, eh?
Woo!
Good one. Thomas?
Yeah, I went to Bofa State.
Is that the full name of that school?
Bofa D's Nuts State.
Bofa D's Nuts University. Bofa D's... Both of these nuts. I can't say it. Both of these nuts. State University. There we go. Thomas, I just want to point out to you that Wendell has had 5 votes against him throughout the season, whereas Kellen has only had one vote against her, and that was in a vote that required a revote. So I guess technically it's like zero votes, actually. So, I mean, just the
saying. Jake, I don't think that matters as much now that, you know, they're both still going. So,
yeah, it's yeah, unless there's a double elimination next week, which I seriously doubt, or somebody gets medically evacuated, and then they still vote somebody out. At least one of our people is making it to the finale.
Yeah. Man, it's been a while since somebody's been medically evacuated on this show.
Was there anybody last year? Or last season?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't remember that happening. Anytime I think of people being medevaced, I just go back to Ko Rong, but I'm sure it's happened since then. Right?
Who on Ko Rong got...
Three people.
Yeah, it was,
Caleb. Yep. Who's the gray-haired guy?
Oh, Neil? that got the infection, yeah.
Neil, and, the old guy who ate all that beef. Definitely
God.
The best medevac of all
God,
of
God, that's
Survivor
the
history.
Best medevac ever. Oh, I forgot about
I was
that.
Like, who was the third one? Why did the third person get eliminated? Just oh, right.
Going to town on that beef. Oh, man, that ruled.
It was so delicious. Amazing. Okay.
It's going to be really hard to ever top that medevac. Oh, too much red meat.
Like, you can't just, like, take a nap, dude? It was that bad?
Look, man, the pipes don't work like they used to.
Apparently not. Like, do you think they brought him to the hospital and was like, here's seven Tums?
I have diarrhea. I ate too much beef.
I smell like beef. That vine was actually Joe from Survivor. Okay, Thomas, let's... That's so funny. I can't get over how hilarious that is. Okay. Let's go over the points this week. You got a point for Wendell surviving. You're at 25 points. I got a point for Kellen surviving. I'm at 28 points. That's all the points that were won.
Damn. If only one of us had picked burgers.
I know.
They finally had them.
I remember saying burgers last week and then be like, nah, I'm going to go with something else. I'm going to go with a hot dog. Oh, because we were talking about Mitt Romney.
You should have gone with his second favorite meat.
Well, I know now. I know now what to do. Okay. This is the second to last episode of the season coming up this week. Who do you think will win this reward challenge?
I think that... I'm going to say Donathan.
Good choice. I'm going to say Laurel again. I just want to see her succeed. What's the reward going to be, though? This is one of the last reward challenges of the season. What do they usually have for that? What are you thinking of?
I'm drawing a blank. Maybe you should go first.
Okay, because I've got my idea. Locked and loaded. I think that this next reward will be an advantage in the game.
Aha.
Hmm?
I'm going to say that they, say they go to, like, a spa.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. I can see that happening. Who's going to win the next immunity? Probably Chelsea, right? She's been doing so well at
immunity
challenges.
I mean, she has
been
pretty good at the immunity challenges. I'm going to
say
Wendell.
I don't think anybody's... You're going to say Wendell?
Wendell.
Wendell, the friendell of the pod. I'm going to say... Huh. I'm going to say Donathan.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not going to say Donathan, because it's probably going to be a balance thing. So I'm going to go with Seabass, because he smokes weed, and people who smoke weed are really good at balancing.
I mean, that's a known fact.
Everybody knows that. Remember in Dare when they were like, don't smoke weed, you'll get super good at balancing.
You'll be so good at balancing.
And then it's you're just going to be a boring person.
Unless you want to be like a tightrope walker, you shouldn't smoke weed.
Yeah. But if you are going to be a tightrope walker, you should definitely smoke weed. Light up a J as soon as you start crossing. And then as you finish the rope, you get to the other side, you're done with your joint. And you're fucking stoned out of your mind. You're high both physically and mentally. That's pretty good. Okay.
I thought so.
Who do you think is going to get voted out, Thomas?
I think that this is the week that Angela finally gets voted out.
I was going to agree with you, but I also don't want us to pick the same thing with these last couple episodes. So, you know what? You might consider me a turncoat, but I'm just playing for the numbers. I'm going to say Kellen.
Damn, dude!
Yep.
Getting a point either way, I guess.
That's the plan. Okay, let's talk. That's everything, right? Did we talk about Ghost Island?
Yeah, we did.
Who did I say?
Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't. Sorry.
Okay, who's going to Ghost Island? Assuming they're still doing Ghost Island with these last couple episodes.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Seabass goes.
I'm going to go... Ooh, who hasn't been yet? Has Laurel gone?
I don't think so.
I think she has, but I'm going to say her anyway. Okay. That's everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ponderosa. Chelsea had more lines in her Ponderosa episode than the entire season put together. She hosted a game night, and everybody had a great time. So, you know, that's fun. Now, Thomas. The cast for Survivor Season 37 has been partially leaked. Have you heard any of the people who are rumored to be on the next season? Have you heard one person in particular who it might be?
What is the theme of the season again?
That has not been leaked yet.
Oh, so but it is returning players.
Nope. All newbies, which I think is the fourth season in a row? Third season in a row?
Oh, no, then no, I haven't.
Ooh. Well, I'm just wondering if he's going to be tough enough for Survivor. I think he's going to have a real impact on this game.
What is it? Is it a wrestler?
Uh-huh. And, you know, Survivor airs on Wednesday night, so you might call him the Wednesday Night Delight. You might see his friend hosting Champs versus Stars.
That's the Miz. Is it Alex Riley?
It is not Alex Riley, but it is a tag team, an old tag team partner of the Miz's.
Is it John Morrison?
Hell yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah.
Johnny Mundo.
Yeah, man. He's probably going to be on the next season.
That's tight, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I'm wondering
I can see
how
him being he'll be really good in challenges because he's a really good athlete.
Well, clearly, yeah.
I mean, like in particular, like he does like crazy parkour shit. Like he's really athletic.
The parkour prince, or whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of former tag team champions, challenge chunk. They had a challenge, and it was a lot of fun until Anissa got hit really hard. Brooke refused to participate because she was afraid of getting hurt. And then CT got mad. They all gathered to vote people into elimination. And The Miz told them that Anissa would be leaving the game because she broke her ankle.
Damn.
Yeah. So nobody was eliminated. Then Louise won the power play because she was the MVP on her team, which was the power to make a trade. So So she traded Tori for Ashley, and then Ashley freaked out. So, pretty good episode, pretty good show, great stuff, I love it. That's been the challenge chunk, thanks for listening. Okay. Use the hashtag figtails on X's 3.
Figtails!
We can get those kids on MTV. Follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel.
Follow me at TomNotTom. Jake, I didn't want to blow up your spot. I didn't want to scoop you when you were giving out John Morrison news. But
yeah,
I've
so
got a little
you can also
news.
Be on Facebook
got a little
you,
news about another
Survivor
guy
night,
who's going to be on the season of Survivor.
Five stars
he's going to be a first time player as well. Not afraid to get down and dirty, you know.
I
think that's something
I
that
know
you
what
really
you're
need
trying
with Survivor.
To do, and I'd really rather you didn't do it. I do have a minor cold, and I don't want to spend all day editing this episode, so if you could just avoid that.
It's going to be...
Okay. Have a great summer.
Deuces.
Stupid.